Alim Bokhari, Cancel Culture is Only the Beginning of Big Tech's Control. By Robert Krajicek on September 3, 2020. Cancel culture will increasingly enter more areas of life if unstopped, warned Breitbart News senior tech reporter Alim Bokhari. Author of Hashtag Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Offering his comments on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe forecasted the progression of internet censorship to enforce political compliance with left-wing orthodoxy. He predicted denials of banking, subscription video services, and employment will occur if the momentum of leftist political coercion is unstopped. All of this, I think, is in play in the next 5 to 10 or 20 years if the totalitarians win, he said. Bokhari replied, "We see the left trying to cancel people in real life by burning down their business or attacking them in the street. The radical left believes that half the country is fascist and that violence against fascists is okay. So they will absolutely not just censor you, but use violence against you as well." Bokhari noted technology companies' development of artificial intelligence for the purposes of political censorship. "A lot of people don't know about the progress of censorship. The artificial intelligence technology that's being developed to essentially scan all of our posts, in some cases, before we even posted them, and then determine whether they're going to actually appear in people's feeds or be suppressed and essentially hidden from other people," stated Bokhari. "Listen. The internet's previous status as a realm of free speech and expression has been reversed by large technology companies consolidating power and control over the digital flow of information," noted Bokhari. Bokhari lamented, "People who grew up with the internet saw what a wonderful thing it was for free expression, giving everyone access to a global audience. That's been completely flipped on its head, and now it's one of the most tightly controlled, manipulated places to find information that you could imagine. It's a complete 180 from what it used to be. And that's incredibly sad, because it was, initially, this challenge to old information gatekeepers, this place of free expression, of democratized information. And now it's just controlled by a handful of increasingly authoritarian, ideologically partisan tech companies that haven't been held to account by officials in DC and aren't bound by any regulation preventing them from censoring people or interfering in elections. Technology companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter are growing increasingly sophisticated in anticipating, intercepting, and suppressing information with the likelihood of going viral," Bokhari added. "Their companies are, of course, experts in what goes viral," Bokhari remarked, "and if they know how things go viral, they know how to stop things going viral." Bokhari added, "We've got a situation now, where one side has access to some of the most powerful technologies for amplifying your message and getting it out in millions and millions of people, and the other side is prevented from using that, and I think we're going to see that in the coming election. I don't think they fully put their thumb on the scale 2016, concluded Bokhari. "They were a little bit complacent, but they're not going to be complacent this time around." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.